want to thank all of our musicians. I know that they worked hard, and we appreciate their ministry and their labor of love. That was a blessing and encouragement to us as we meditated on those words as well. I wanted to close just briefly and remind us of a few things and ask a question and try to answer it from the Bible. And I'd like to look to John chapter 1, the first chapter of John's Gospel. And I'd like to ask a question that is posed to us by the Christmas carol. The question is this: what child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? What child is this? And this is a question that each one of us must answer for ourselves. The question is, who is this baby? Who is this Jesus? Who is this? Who is this child? What child is this? Now, I've had you turn to the first chapter of John's Gospel because I think John undertakes to answer that very question for us. And so I'd like to look with you at this first chapter of John. You're familiar with it, I'm sure. And some of it even was read for us this morning as part of the choir program. But let me just note with you who John identifies this baby at. John answers the question, what child is this? Look at the first verse. He says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." He was in the beginning with God. John helps identify this person, this baby. And we can see just by looking down very briefly into verse 14 or verse 18 that this Word is referring to Jesus Christ, this baby that was born. Note what he says. He says that in the beginning was the Word. Normally when we think of a birth or our birth, we think this is the beginning of our human existence. But for Jesus, this baby in the manger, his birth, his human birth, was not the beginning of his existence. Because John says, in the beginning, and in the same way that the writer of Genesis, Moses, says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, before this universe became to be, he says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word existed. He says, verse 2, he was in the beginning with God. So this Word, this Jesus, this baby is eternal. He has existed before the beginning. I think of the Christmas song that says, "O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light." And this baby, what child is this? He is eternal. In the beginning was the Word. John identifies him as the Word. What is a word? A word is something that we use to communicate. And this is God's Word. He is the one who communicates or reveals God. If you drop down to verse 18, it says that about him. It says, "No one has ever seen God, but the only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known." The Word has revealed and explained God to us. He is the Word. He's God's revelation to man. As the song says, "Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. O come, let us adore or worship Him." Or, "Good Christian fear, for sinners here the silent Word is pleading." Jesus is the Word, God's revelation to man. So what child is this? Well, He's eternal, and He is the Word. But He goes beyond even that, and He says in verse 1, "The Word was God." He is God. He is not simply a baby, but He is God. John makes that very clear. And the Christmas carol reminds us, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Christ the babe is Lord of all. He is God. Verse 3, John says about this baby, what child is this? He says, verse 3, "All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." He is the Creator. He is the Creator of the universe. He's the one who made all things. "Then let us all with one accord sing praises to our heavenly Lord that hath made heaven and earth of naught, and with His blood mankind hath bought." What child is this? He's eternal. He's the Word, God's revelation to man. He's God, and He's the Creator of the universe. But John goes on. Verse 4, "In Him was life." In Him was life. John is saying not only did Jesus create everything that we see, but He is the giver of life. He's the one who gives life. The life was the light of men. He's the one who gives life. And then verse 5, he says, He is the true light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He's the true light of the world. He's the one who gives us our life. Each one of us who enjoys physical life does so because Jesus is the one by whom all things exist, the one who holds all things together, the one by whose word he maintains all things by the word of his power. But in our darkness, in our sinfulness, Jesus also comes as the light that offers spiritual life. He's the light that shines in the darkness. He's the true light. He's the Savior of the world. Christmas Carol says, Son of God loves pure light. Or one of my favorite lines, Hail the Son of righteousness, light and life to all He brings. He is. Who is this baby? He is eternal. He's the Word. He is God. He's the creator of the universe. He's the giver of life. And He's the true light or the Savior of the world. Now God sent a witness, verse 6, a man sent from God whose name was John the Baptist, as a witness to bear witness about the light, about Jesus Christ. And He did so that all might believe through Him. This is an important part of the answer to the question, what child is this? Because we may identify him as John does, but we may think that our response is simply to try to emulate him or to do good deeds or to have the spirit of giving in Christmas and help other people and to do nice things. But John comes as God's witness to bear witness about the light and to tell us that we must believe in him. Verse 8, he was not the light, but he came to bear witness about the light so that we might believe in Jesus. Now verse 9 and following through 14 tells us about the ministry of this light. Verse 9, the true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. We have a world that is dark, darkened by sin. And God is sending his light, this baby who is eternal, who is God's revelation to man, the Word, who is God, who is the creator of all things, who's the giver of life, who's the one who is the true light, the Savior of the world. And God is sending His light into this world. And if we might say, that sounds like fantastic news. This is wonderful. This is exactly what the world needs. The true light was coming into the world. But verse 10 says, He was in the world, and the world was made through Him, yet the world did not know Him. Here is this baby who's the creator of everything, and the world did not recognize Him. Christmas song says, 'Twas in a humble manger that Jesus Christ was born. The God of all creation became a child that morn. So here he was in the world He created, and yet the world did not know Him. Gentle Mary laid her child lowly in a manger. There He lay, the undefiled, but to His own, a stranger. Verse 12 or 11 goes on, and it says, not only did the world not recognize Him, verse 11, He came to His own world, all these things that He had created, and His own people, the people to whom He had given life, His own people did not receive Him. They did not receive Him. Thou camest, O Lord, with the living word that should set Thy people free, but with mocking scorn and crown of thorn they bore Thee to Calvary. They did not receive Him. However, there is good news, and that's in verse 12, that there are some who have received Him. There are some who have recognized Him as the true light, the Savior of the world. Verse 12 says, But to all who did receive Him. And what does this receiving mean? What does it mean to receive the true light? John elaborates, who believed in His name. That they believed that He was who God said He was. And they responded in faith. They responded in faith. He gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Those who receive Him, those who believe in His name, God gives them the authority to become His children. And for those of us, each one of us, who because of our sin were estranged from God, now because of Jesus Christ, those who believe in Him are made part of God's family. In the words of the song again, God and sinners reconciled. They become His children to everyone who believes on His name. Verse 14 sums up then, the Word, Jesus Christ, became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory. Glory is of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. As He was here on earth, in His ministry, in His daily life, He demonstrated God's glory and He showed God's grace. He was not simply a baby. People looked at Him and they said, oh, that's Jesus. He's a man from Nazareth. He's the son of the carpenter. He's Mary's son. He's a person who is a teacher. But for those who believe what God says about Him, we say this, veiled in flesh the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus, our Emmanuel. Each one of us must answer the question, what child is this? God says He's eternal, He's the Word, He's God, He's the creator of all things, He's the giver of life, He's the true light, the Savior of the world. And the world as a whole does not recognize Him. But for those who will believe in Him, God gives them the right to become His children. How do you and I answer that question this morning? What child is this? I trust you accept the witness of God and of His Word to who Jesus Christ is, because that makes all the difference. God, I thank You for this morning. I thank You for the reminder about who You are from Your Word. And I pray for each one who is here this morning, if they have not believed in You, that they would do so. And Lord, I pray for each one of us who have believed in Jesus' name. We thank You, Lord, for the opportunity to become Your children and to be rightly related to You. We thank You for the forgiveness of sins that comes through Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.